They're doing a video tribute for Steven Matz.
The video tribute has been completely bastardized.
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
And I like Steven Matz. I wouldn't trade him. Long Island guy. Pitched on a playoff team. I get all that. But boy, oh boy, has the video tribute been just completely bastardized.
It's really lowered the standard for who gets a video tribute.
How about just not a, hey, welcome back on the scoreboard? You don't need the video tribute, right? Give him a little ovation and move on.
The Mets, though, really foobarred the whole video tribute thing when they made the decision, pre-Steve Cohen, mind you, to honor Chipper Jones.
I know, don't get me started.
That was moronic.
You know what? Because if you remember, and I know you do, Doc Gooden returned to Shea Stadium as a Yankee.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't remember that?
We didn't need a video tribute. We, as Met fans, made a decision. When he jogged to the mound, that's our tribute. Either we're going to cheer him, we're going to boo him, or we're going to do nothing. I gave Doc a standing ovation that day. He then proceeded to beat the New York Mets on a Saturday afternoon that night. Roger Clemens beamed Piazza in the head, just for the record. So I think sometimes you let the people decide what they want to do.
Yeah.
We'll decide how we want to act.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't get a video tribute. I mean, I don't know. I just, but hey, good for him, right? It's like, not every guy I think belongs in the Hall of Fame, but I don't begrudge him getting in. I don't lose sleep over the fact that you got compilers going in there and guys who were never the best at what they did, but now they're Hall of Famers because, God forbid, you don't put anyone in. CeeLo's got a quick update. We got lots of calls to get to. We got traffic games coming up in a little bit, and we have a confirmed time traveler who has a warning for all of us
a
that
confirmed
we should
confirmed time
yeah.
traveler?
Yeah. I think I might have some audio for that, by the way.
Yeah, no joke.
We've confirmed that they travel time?
Yes.
How'd we confirm that?
Well, he confirmed it.
Okay.
Who's yeah. he? Me?
The time traveler.
Oh, the time traveler.
That's
okay.
it. Got
so
it.
There's a time traveler who made his presence known to people recently, and he claimed that 7-foot aliens will land on Earth next year and spark a war.
Spark a war? Here's why that's BS. There would be no war, Craig. It would be a slaughter. We'd all be dead.
Why?
Because if they have the technology to come here, they have the technology to annihilate us with a snap of their finger.
That's not true.
1,000%.
See, this is one of those times where you look to argue for the sake of arguing.
No, no, I made a point that you were deciding to argue with.
I'm not trying.
I'm not arguing anything you said. I'm merely making a statement, and you're making a decision right now to argue with me.
I'm not arguing
with you. So make the decision. Go ahead.
I'm just pointing out the story that 7-footers are coming to start a
war. Yeah, and I'm saying that that time traveler, not you, Craig, I want to make that clear, is wrong that it's going to spark a war. There won't be a war. It's going to be a slaughter.
I'm glad Evan clarified that.
We're gone.
I was concerned otherwise.
We're dead. It's over.
Good game, America. We had some fun.
That's how it ends.
Could still be a war.
No, no. It's not a war.
Well, we're going to fight back.
Are we?
Yes.
How's that going to go?
Why wouldn't we?
Because their technology is going to be so far.
But how do you know that?
What is this, Independence Day?
Yeah.
Come on.
Independence Day was great, but all forget.
His logic is not flawed at all.
Thank you, Steve.
We are in no position to come near traveling across the universe to get to another planet. So if there's another species that can do it, you would assume that their technology would be far superior.
Why do you always assume that they have weaponry?
They're coming to spark a war, they have weapons, Craig. If they are coming here to fight us, they're fighting us with weapons. And C-Mac, to your point, which, by the way, was so elegant, and I appreciate it.
Elegant?
Eloquent.
Your point was elegant?
It was an elegant point.
Such an attractive point you
Craig,
made.
Craig, how's Bama Bio doing?
Yeah. I'm going to drop the mic with this point. I will convince you with this point.
You've story for me.
Elegant.
Doesn't matter. When it's cloudy outside, DirecTV has satellite issues. We're going to knock off a species that just traveled a billion light years? I got something to sell you, all right.
Well, how do we know how far away they live?
Because they're not in our solar system. We know.
How do you know?
Because we've explored with different telescopes.
We have. We've seen the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
The dark side of the moon?
Yeah.
There is no dark side of the moon.
Oh, careful. Yeah. What was Pink Floyd singing about it?
Exactly.
Go ahead, CeeLo. I'm sorry for that diatribe.
Do me a favor. Pronounce San Antonio for me right now.
San Antonio.
All right.
Yeah. That was an elegant point you made, though, Big Mac.
It was right on.
One of the most attractive points that's been made on the show today.
I agree.
Yes, what a beautiful point you made. Elegant,
and
attractive.
I love how when C-Mac chimes in, he says, you know, Evan's got some good logic on this. I like the way he swooped
Your logic is not flawed.
Thank you. You're like the shining knight that jumped in and said, I got you, pal.
Flawed.
And the time traveler is under...
It's not flawed. Right there.
The time traveler is, as a side part of the story, is under a psychiatric watch now.
Oh, got it.
So I'll let you know how that goes.
All right.
Or he just saw an NBA game and was like, they're coming together.
They're already here. I told you. I have thought, along with the time traveler, if there are aliens, why wouldn't they be 15 feet tall? Like, why do we assume they're going to be similar in height to us? Fair question.
And you wonder why your son's having nightmares.
My son's not having nightmares.
Oh.
Well, he talked out of school there. He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, don't talk about my son. Who the hell do you think you are? Wow. Anyhow, what's your update?
Now it's getting ugly. You can't respond to that.
Lord,
why is he having nightmares?
Apparently he's not.
It's not nightmares.
Because DeGrom isn't pitching?
Night terrors.
I don't want to hear about it. Go. What else
you got? Tell me you don't want to hear about
it. Brought to you by Bernie and Camp. What else you got? I haven't done the sponsor yet. Brought to you by Bernie and Campisi, home comfort and efficiency company serving Westchester, Fairfield, Rockland, and Putnam counties. Real quick, by the way, I'm going to give myself credit and you half credit.
Thank you.
Okay? So the video of the construction worker getting fired.
Yeah.
You said Pennsylvania. It is Philly.
There's no doubt. The accent.
Parody account. So that's a W for CeeLo. Called out Fugazi, and it's Fugazi. So that's confirmed now.
Why did you confirm by whom? Why do you have to say that?
By the guy's nice account. Story. It's a parody account.
Oh,
it's
man.
Been found.
You ruined it.
Sorry, guys. Just got to keep it real here. I'm a newsman.
Why are we keeping it real?
I'm a newsman. I got to keep it factual.
newsman.
Walter Cronkite over there.
That's right. Oh, old reference. I come with the facts.
Okay.
Speaking of the facts, we told you Loaisiga and Cortez are back with the Yankees tonight. Gio Urshela is in Boston. He could potentially return Sunday. Aaron Judge and Kyle Higashioka are scheduled to rejoin the team.
See, I don't get that.
Right?
If he's in Boston, why are we waiting until Sunday?
I don't know.
Right? He's been cleared to go to Boston and be with the team.
If the protocols say they can be in the locker room, why would they not be able to be activated? Hell knows.
How about this one? Judge and Higashioka are going to rejoin the team in Boston and then travel to Florida for the Rays series. So why go to Boston?
Yeah,
if you're
I don't get that.
Because they don't want to pay for the flight.
They're going to take batting practice, maybe?
So the bottom line is, though, and the headline from that is by next week, early next week, everybody's back.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Then we go back to boring baseball, right?
I mean, listen, last night was not boring. That's true. That's
I don't think you do go back to boring baseball because Greg Allen, I know he took an 0-4 last night, is going to stick.
I would hope.
I think that you can play Greg Allen. Like, who's the Yankee left fielder right now?
Greg Allen.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Okay. That's my point. That's why, like, what's been good about this run, Craig,
Giancarlo
to your point.
Stanton.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, we'll see. I buy it. Let's see if
good
they make
chance,
a big
chance, Boone said.
That's one day. Let's see if they go make a big trade. I mean, if they go trade for Trevor Story and now Glaber's playing second and DJ's playing first, yeah. That may eventually force Giancarlo to have to play the outfield every day. For now, though, Giancarlo playing the outfield doesn't serve any benefit. Other than making Craig happy, like, honestly, look at the roster. Look at the way they're built. Other than Cole starts, what's the benefit to Giancarlo playing the outfield?
Making their most important fan happy.
Can't argue that.
And I appreciate it. Boone wishes me good night before I go to bed every night now on my phone.
GN.
Yeah, I get GN every night.
Yeah.
He's worried about me. He wants to know I'm having a good night and going to sleep and getting rest. I appreciate that.
All right. Yeah. Evan's team has a new pitcher as the Mets acquired Rich Hill from the Rays today.
Dick Mountain is coming to Queens.
Yeah.
And by the way, just so you know, Craig, ahead of time, he has been, because we don't pay attention as closely to guys on other teams, the sticky stuff Ben has affected our boy Dick Mountain.
Big
there
time.
You go.
Yeah, all spin right. rates are way down.
Does he know people call him Dick Mountain or no?
Yes.
He's aware of that.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
He put it on his jersey.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Players weekend, D Mountain on the back.
Got it. All right, good for him.
It's a good move, though, because they need any kind of human being that can pitch and throw four or five, dare I say, six
we'll
innings.
We'll trade you Chrisky if you want him.
New day for the Mets. They took on money to get him from the Rays, by the way. Added to the payroll.
I mean, not a lot of
$800,000.
He's due $2.5 million this year.
Counts.
What the hell did they pick up?
Counts.
And it was all because Tampa traded for Nelson Cruz, which is a significant deal for the Yankee fan because Nelson Cruz is a pain in the ass, and the Rays got significantly better by bringing him in.
Yep. All right, what else?
Rich Hill's 41, so he's older than Luis Rojas and his pitching coach, Jeremy Hefner.
All right,
so there you go. Rojas said age is just a number today.
Did you see Naomi Osaka lit the cauldron at the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony?
Yes.
Which is a great life accomplishment for sure. But it is interesting that a few months after saying that she kind of doesn't want to be in the spotlight, is uncomfortable around people and answering questions and this and that, she really has made herself pretty available.
Well, you don't have to answer questions.
Yeah, that's different.
Light the flame.
Yeah, but like,
I agree. That's
maybe
different.
Maybe she just didn't want to play in the French Open.
Well, I think it's the media questions right after a tennis match.
Yeah.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. Because I think that that's difficult, and I think that that's
is that
issue.
Difficult?
Well,
I guess for her, maybe
Craig,
it was.
Craig,
I don't
Craig,
know.
Craig, to your point from a few days ago, because you said it in a different way. You just had some kind of life event. In this case, it's playing a sport you're paid to do and you lost.
Yeah.
And now you got people peppering with you questions on why you lost. That can't be easy. You know what I mean?
I think we over... Not yet. If she has a mental health issue and she does have a legitimate problem, she should get help for sure. We should be sensitive to that need for help. But it's always interesting when people claim to have an issue and then their behavior would indicate that they don't. That's
I don't
all
think this behavior, though, is that different than...
You don't think,
she's different,
you don't think she
needed
a Q&A about lighting the torch?
I don't know. Did she?
She had to.
Did she?
I haven't seen it.
How many women in the history of the world have ever been given the tremendous honor of lighting the... Lighting.
Right.
I'm not saying carrying the streets of their town, because a lot of people experience that, right? Lighting the torch to start the summer or winter games. I would tell you, historically, she's one of maybe a couple women
that
have ever had that honor.
Why do you then assume
that? So she had to talk to the media about it.
Did she?
That's why I got other people working there.
Well, CeeLo just said he hasn't seen it. So
I'm looking at a CeeLo story, hasn't I don't seen see it. Any
but you haven't seen
here.
It yet either, so you're making a point based on...
I only found out 2 seconds ago that she lit the damn thing.
You seem to have an opinion on it, though.
Yeah, I do have an opinion on it.
But you're having an opinion...
I guarantee you that she spoke to the media.
I'll take the opposition on that.
All right. No, I think he's just trying to back up his opinion put together.
I've seen pictures. I've seen video. I know Hideki Matsui was involved to some extent with something today out
people
there.
People seem, and I'm not saying you, Craig, but people seem angry at her, and I don't understand why.
Because
I can't figure that out.
Here's
why.
To be angry. That's
I'll tell you why it is.
Maybe that's
And I'm not saying it's warranted, but I'm going to tell you why it is. We all, as human beings with a soul, when we see someone troubled, it's in our nature to want to help them and see them do well. And conquer whatever that demon might be.
Okay.
So here's a young woman. She's not a 50-year-old, seasoned veteran. Here's a young woman who has tremendous talent, great success and all that stuff, who comes out publicly acknowledging, I've got an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So our immediate response, most of us, not a lot of people on TV who just go out there to try to get a hot take and a quote. The average person sees a young woman in distress. Could be a man, too. Doesn't matter, right? And our natural reaction is, let's be sensitive to that person because they're in need. And the strength of coming out publicly acknowledging I've got a problem is something that people are sensitive to and attracted to want to help, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you so far.
So
still haven't answered the question.
People get pissed off when they react to try to help or want to see someone get the help that we think they need, who then act in many other ways in a manner that would indicate they're just fine and don't need any help.
But Craig, I think what you're missing.
She's on the cover
not,
of SI Swimsuit
yeah, but that's
Edition
different
this week,
than the questions
right?
after a tennis tournament.
I'm just telling you that she claimed to have a
mental
health situation.
Yeah, but I'm talking to you. I'm talking about what you're mad
I
about.
I find it interesting. I'll give you an example.
You don't think she has mental health issues?
I don't know.
But you think that lighting the Olympic torch proves that that's all fake?
It makes me question it.
Okay. I mean, you can question it.
It does make me question it.
I don't necessarily feel that
I'll
way.
Give you another example.
But okay. I mean, you can question whatever you want, I guess.
What was the woman reporter on ESPN that had the peeping Tom? Erin Andrews. So Erin Andrews was put in a terrible situation.
Right.
I mean, ugh, disgusting. And it played out publicly how she had, was undressing in a room, private room, guys peeping Tom through the door hole, whatever it was. We all know the story, right?
Right.
And how she felt victimized by that, as you would totally understand. And our first reaction, of course, should be feeling for her, being sensitive towards what she went through and hoping that she's going to be okay, right? But then she made a decision that I know pissed people off that wanted to be supportive of her, and I'm not giving you my opinion on it. I'm just pointing out another example of people being pissed at what people do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are right to do or not, you can make that call on your own. She then started kind of selling her sexuality, Dancing with the Stars, like Playboy, that type of stuff, putting herself out there in a more sexual manner, having just been victimized by a guy in a similar type of manner. So there are a lot of people that don't like Erin Andrews. I'm not saying they have the right to either way, because of what they perceived to be complained about this,
right?
But then look at all this stuff that belies.
I got you. Now let's go back to the original story, though. Do you really think that lighting the Olympic flame is contradicting what she said about talking to the media and how uncomfortable that made her feel and the issues she dealt with in doing so?
I'm asking
you, not anyone else.
I personally think that it makes me question it.
All right.
Can't tell me I'm wrong.
I didn't take it that way.
On the cover of SI,
right?
When you're doing media,
so what does that mean though? She has to just go away.
No.
What is she allowed to do in your idea?
She's allowed to do whatever she wants.
What would you say she can do without you questioning the legitimacy of what she said?
When you start doing a lot of paid appearances and paid interviews and things that belie the notion that you're uncomfortable doing interviews.
But that's different.
Why?
You don't see the difference? Because I just explained it after an event.
Yeah.
And I always found it uncomfortable. Like, this person just, this isn't a team sport. You just lost a brutal tennis match. You're devastated about it, and now you're peppered with questions on why you sucked. You can't see why that would be, I don't know, not ideal.
Kind of like
and how that's
to,
far different.
Meredith to not, Brooks Christie last night.
But the thing
is,
but it's not something that you weren't prepared for. It's part of your job.
Yeah, but she's saying.
So you knew it was going to happen, right?
I understand that, but you can still say that's not something that's, you know, preferable or something that makes you feel uncomfortable or someone that does or something that does give you depression. Imagine standing there after being bad at something or failing at something. Being bad isn't the right way to describe it. And then basically being told by a bunch of people, yeah, you suck. Why'd you suck? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?
But that's part of your job.
I get that, but you're missing the point.
I'm not.
Yes. No.
This is where you argue with me just to argue. Okay. I'm not going
to
change my opinion on it.
I'm not trying to change
your opinion.
I'm
not wrong.
All right. I'll let it
because
go then, since you don't like arguing.
It's because...
No, that's fine.
I hear what you're saying, but it's just my opinion. I think you can't have it both ways.
I don't think she has
it both ways. So the reason some people are upset with her.
Forget some people, you.
I'm not upset with her. I question whether or not she has a problem.
Okay.
Maybe she likes a controlled environment with the questions.
Yeah, I can see that.
How about the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell? He rarely gives an interview where he can't control the narrative or the questions.
He never does.
One press conference every year at the Super Bowl.
It's a bad comparison. That's a bad
comparison. Why is that a bad comparison?
Look, here's the difference.
SI cover, I'm sure, agreed to do an interview based on, hey, here's what we're going to talk about. No?
I take her at her word that she's dealing with these issues. And to analyze someone else's issues and how they act and say, now I don't believe it. Look, you do have a right to do that. Everyone has a right to do it. I'm just choosing to believe what she said a few months ago.
Yeah. And you have the right to do that too, but it doesn't make you right.
I never said I was right.
Now you want to be right on this, I can tell.
We took a vote.
Let's take a quick vote. Hold on a second.
You really don't.
Tommy, does Evan want to be right on this as he does in most things he argues painlessly on about?
Yes.
Thank you. Tommy, in your opinion, do you think Evan wants to be right at
Chris.
This?
I'm Tommy.
What's your name?
Chris.
Big Mac.
Big Mac. How are you?
Is your gut...
I mean, I gave you the muffin yesterday. It's me.
You didn't give me a muffin today. Is your gut that Evan wants to be
that
right
Evan wants
this?
To be right? Yes,
yeah,
clearly.
Thank you, okay? And CeeLo, is your opinion that he wants to be right
My opinion is you both want to be right.
I don't care.
That's Switzerland.
I don't think there's a right or wrong. They both want to be right. There's no right or wrong to me
saying... They're both rooting for the other guy in this argument.
There's no right or wrong to me saying, I now question... whether or not she really has an issue. It's not a right or wrong. So now, does he want to be right? The guy over there? I didn't ask about me. I asked about him. You can ask about me next if you
yes.
want. He does. So undefeated, 3-0. Take stock of that.
So does Craig want to be right, CeeLo, first? Yes?
Of course. Always.
C-Matt, does Craig want to be right?
Yes, he does.
Now, Lukey doesn't count because he's a pushover.
By the way.
So undefeated.
But here's the difference.
What's that?
I don't deny it. Yes, I want to be right.
I will actually, in all
seriousness. You deny wanting to be right.
I will deny it in this case because I genuinely...
You're wrong. Everyone feels that way. It's like a tangible thing.
Well, that's fine.
Room.
You can feel whatever you want. When it comes
I'm allowed to feel the way I want?
Of course. When it comes to like certain debates,
yes,
I do want to be right.
Yes.
In this case... And I want to be truthful. I don't know if I'm right. I just like to
so
take people out there.
Why argue like that?
Because I think
why challenge me on an opinion? It's an opinion.
Because
in my opinion,
because it's,
I'm not sure if she really has a problem.
Because it's uncomfortable questioning someone being genuine
We've
about
been
having
lied
depression.
To a million times by
because
public
I've
figures.
Got no reason to not believe her.
But why are you so
and
passionate
seen,
about arguing it?
Ugh.
I'm not.
Yuck. Do you want me to just lay
all
down and let you say whatever you want
to
say? Is that what you prefer?
You. I mean, all I wanted to say was, you see Osaka lit the lamp?
Yeah.
That's all I said.
I lit the lamp to score a goal in hockey?
Yeah.
If you won, I could have just said, yes, sir, whatever you say.
I'm not asking
there are
for
certain
that.
Things you say I'm going to question. And if it makes you feel uncomfortable that someone pushes you back and
There's
gives
no
you a
pushback
bit,
on it.
I did. I said I don't necessarily think that
no,
she's.
No, you can't say necessarily now. Yeah. Now you're coming off the
now
argument.
Now you sound like Aaron Boone last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, now you're booning me.
I genuinely believe that when she says she has mental health issues, I am not one to question that. And a lot of people have, and a lot of people hate her.
I don't hate her, for the record.
I didn't say you did.
I just think it's interesting.
So I just don't understand the dislike towards her. And I take her at her word that she does have those issues, and I wish her the best. That's all. But if you want to debate something I do care about, we can talk about Aaron Boone's managing last night. In this case, I don't know. I just genuinely like to believe people when they say something as serious as what she said.
Craig's, he's now looking for Osaka quotes.
I know,
I'm
looking for the video. He's so desperate to be right. I want to see her actually. I didn't even see the video of her doing it.
Oh, okay.
Because no one cares about the Olympics this year because people in Japan are dying.
By the way, there's a typhoon in the area and there's another storm behind it on the way.
Where?
There's a typhoon.
In Japan, is he saying?
The one that's coming close right now in their area is not going to hit Tokyo, but there's another storm behind it that could hit Tokyo.
Is there anything in the Olympics you'd watch, though, Craig?
This year?
Yeah.
No.
Even the basketball?
No interest.
Okay.
None.
No, I genuinely don't. The only thing I have a little bit of interest in is actually the baseball, just because
I don't even like Major League
guys
Baseball.
I've recognized.
Now I'm going to start watching Olympic baseball.
All right.
What's next? Team Israel World Baseball with Cody Decker? No, thank you. I'll pass on that.
Team Israel's playing. Ian Kinsler's on
Team
Israel.
I tell you what I would watch, though. Kinsler. The Marlboro U9 team.
Yeah, that's right.
Was 21-0 and advanced to the Cal Ripken Little League World Series for the U9 division.
So did the 10U team.
And the 10U team.
That's right.
All right.
That's a juggernaut right there.
Better check those kids' birth certificates right now.
Hey, I got a little sampling of the reworked Major League for you real quick.
All right, go. So the deal, the deal is that now that you can't use the term Indians anymore, they're now the Cleveland Guardians. You can't watch the movie Major League anymore.
Mm.
So every time it airs now, it's going to sound a lot different. So let's hear what you got.
Entire world.
Oh, look. This is Charlie Donovan with the Cleveland
Guardians.
How would you like to manage the
Guardians
this year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a chance to manage in the big leagues.
Let me think it over, will you, Charlie? I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
They'll be super excited to come opening day, though.
Anyway, listen to the roar of the crowd as the
Guardians
take the field. Yes, sir. They love this club here in Cleveland.
And lastly, especially for that first promotional night on the calendar.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the
Guardians
won a pennant.
And of course, there is nobody because the Guardians are brand new.
There you go. See? That's how everything's going to be now with all references to the Indians. Can you play Cowboys and Indians anymore? Probably not, right? Cowboys and Guardians.
Yeah, it's been replaced.
By the way, I think I take the Guardians in that fight now. I think the tables have finally turned.
I'll take the 7-foot aliens.
Listen, they're coming here.
Especially with their weaponry.
They are coming here to start a war. It's not going to be a war. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Slaughter. Slaughter was the word I used.
Great. Very optimistic.
We won't even see it happen. Like, it will be so quick.
They're going to have human drafts.
Flash. Boom, we're done. You know why that wouldn't even work? They have such far superior technology. They've already created humans. They don't need us. Mm. We're just dead.
Peace.
Gone.
Okay. No peace.
Done.
Now they've already created us.
Yeah. Wow. Like robots.
Interesting.
Yeah. You should watch the movie Wolverines.
Why?
Small band of young men who fight back. Because there'll be a couple of us that survive the initial attack.
Dude, I would try to fight back as well. I'm just saying we'll lose. I got to call like it is.
You will lose.
No, sure. I will try to fight back. I'm not going to dig a hole and escape. I will try. I'll die, but I'll lose.
You'll argue them to death.
Yes. Hey, if it works, it works, man.
Get the hell out of here.
I'll try anything.
I trust the Jews, people.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You are right. He's cleaning up and catching Gerrit Cole for the second straight start. Since you guessed that, you want to guess the rest of the Yankee lineup?
Well, I'm sure it's LeMahieu and Stanton and is Odor batting third?
He is.
That's
yes.
A wild guess. I got that right.
Sure it is.
I swear that was a guess.
Okay, so Gary's cleanup. Who's batting fifth?
Glaber.
Why does SNY continue to put the lineup
then
up?
Then I would just say Gardner, probably Chris Gittens at first. Ryan LeMahieu's going to get a spot starting left, and Greg Allen plays right.
Yes, thank you, SNY. They've put up the Yankee lineup, which I get is fine for the TV audience, but it's for you to guess.
So it's interesting that Brett Gardner's going to start tonight and not Florial.
Lefty's on the mound, but now you could argue, well, Brett Gardner's a lefty, but he's also a major leaguer who has a hell of a lot more experience against lefties. I think that's your answer.
You know, something happened last night I've not seen a lot, maybe ever, in Major League Baseball. On one of the Red Sox hits later in the game where the ball went off the wall, Florial's coming over. And Gardner's right there. And Gardner points to him because he's got a stronger arm.
Yeah, because Gardner's got no
arm. He's like, take it.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, that's a heads-up play by Gardner.
Brett Gardner, to his credit, I always say the best attribute is to know what you're not good at. Brett knows he has no arm in left field now. He just doesn't.
And but if I you thought watch, that was a heads-up play.
And if you watch the games, you'll see the one thing Florial really does need to learn is to take over as the center fielder.
Well,
he acquiesces to the other outfielders way too
much. Well, you saw the play, C-Mac, and I'm sure you did, Craig, too, where Florial dove on the ground as Gardner
him,
was calling him off. Yeah,
but then even also if you saw the sacrifice fly that tied the game at one, him and Allen, he's not sure who to take the ball. He's kind of going to let Allen catch it. Then finally he catches it and is unable to get a good running start. Right. To throw home, he has to throw home flat. He needs to take over as a center fielder.
That was a flat-footed throw, and he still one hopped it right to the plate.
He's got to know.
If he was able to take a couple steps behind it, go into the catch and throw, he might have got him.
You're the quarterback in the outfield when you play center field.
He's got to learn
that. He hasn't acted that way in the early going.
Yeah, I think, part of that's expected. Right?
Yeah, he's a young kid.
Literally, he was batting .220 in the minors a week ago.
No, I know. Right? And it's funny. When Florial's been here at the major league level, and I know it's very, very brief, he's hit a little bit. The problem he had down at AAA and even AA is he wasn't hitting. So it'll be interesting to see if he keeps a roster spot as the Yankees start to get healthy, because they are starting to get healthy.
Here's Johnny in Staten Island on the Fan. John, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just want to talk about Aaron Boone. It's just a head-scratcher, man. And forget about the Sanchez nonsense by him playing with a short lineup as it is. Forget about putting a guy with a 10.50 ERA to face the meat of the order in the 10th inning with a man on second.
Yeah.
And you touched on this earlier, Evan, about the walk to get the guy out of the relief pitcher. I can't remember his name.
Krinsky.
Out of 10th inning. How about walking him with a man on third with one out to set up the double play?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you at least try that? I'm not saying he's going to get the double play because by the hand of God, he was able to strike out Martinez.
Yeah.
Which
is stunning.
He actually did.
Yeah.
You walk the next guy with a man on third and one out, at least attempt to try to get into the 11th.
Well, I think I completely agree, and I think it was one of the first guesses and big issues I had with Aaron Boone. I watched him post game.
Did anybody
and
ask
Aaron's,
him?
Aaron's, well, not specifically that, but more Krinsky. And he felt Krinsky's got the kind of stuff to walk guys, throw wild pitches, but then strike out the side. And so I think what sucked him in was striking out JD. I think he thought, guy's got nasty stuff. He just struck out JD. I could see him striking out Hunter and then getting through the inning. And I didn't feel that way watching. I felt like, wow, I don't know how he got JD out. Let me get him out of the game. And the three-batter minimum has not been a big deal. I got to admit, it really hasn't. Last night it was. Because I think immediately, if there's no three-batter minimum, all the warning signs are there that this kid is not ready for this specific moment. And I would have gotten him out of the game. Now, obviously, you got to face three batters, but he had that opportunity.
I don't even think he was warming Wilson or anybody else
he
up,
was.
Was he?
Wilson was warming up.
He was, all right.
And he was going to go to Justin Wilson only in case of emergency.
11th inning?
No, to get through the inning. I think if maybe he walks Renfro. I don't know. It's a great question because his answer after the game was Wilson was an in case of emergency guy. He didn't want to bring him in for a full inning.
Right.
So he may have brought him in to try to save, get
so
a couple outs.
So you walk Renfro, you bring Wilson in, try to get the double play.
That's
or something.
What I would have done. Yeah. And the next hitter was Christian Vasquez, who's definitely a candidate for a double play.
Yeah, listen, they foobarred it, but it all goes back to Chad Green.
This is why it frustrates me that Boone's on Thursdays, because here's the problem. These are all fair questions, interesting questions. We would debate Aaron Boone. But he's not on until next week. By next week, this is the oldest story in the world. We're not going to ask him about
it. By next week, the division may be gone.
Sure.
Now, it could go the other way if they win the next three. And why not? Why can't they? You got Garrett Cole on the mound tonight. So, to see what you got. But last night was a great opportunity. And like a lot of other games this year, we've already talked about him a million times over. Lost opportunities. Because when you really take stock of this average Yankee record right now, the Yankees have played well enough to be right in it. And they've had, as Yabuni refers to it as, gut punch losses.
Yeah.
Well, the majority of their losses seem like they're gut punches, right?
Yep.
They suck right now in the eighth and ninth inning.
They're the worst team in baseball in the eighth and ninth inning, yeah.
No. Now, listen, you want to put it all on Chapman? Well, you can put a lot of it on Chapman.
It's not all on Chapman,
but
though.
But Chad Green was supposed to be a guy that you could count on. And until he became the closer, you could count on him.
Here's the stat. I wanted to pull it up on my phone. MLB Network flashed this last night. Most losses this season when leading by two or more runs entering the ninth. The Yankees have done it four times. No other in baseball team has done it as many as two times. Yeah. They've done it four times already. So, and I think you made this point yesterday. So it's your point. I'm just regurgitating it for you. If those four games are wins, where are they in the standings right now? You know, if you take those four losses, they're 54-41.
Right.
They're 13 games above 500. They're 4.5 games out of first place. They're basically the wild card team, or at least the second wild card team. Yep. So those gut punches, as Bone calls it, they're the difference between being 8 games out of first place and being 4 games out of first place.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Mallory Edens? You guys know who she is? You ever hear of her?
No.
You have no idea who she is?
I mean, no.
You want to take a guess?
Wait, I'm sorry, Mallory who?
Mallory Edens. If I told you that her...
Actress.
Not an actress.
Instagram model.
Well, I guess she's on Instagram, sure. I'll give you that.
Is she an athlete?
She might have been a college athlete, but I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, then just tell me.
Her mom is Lynn Edens. Does that help you out?
No.
Don't start Googling.
I'm not. I'm on Baseball Reference, dude.
I love that.
Don't you know who I am yet?
Her father's name is Wes Edens.
Wes Edens?
Does that help you out?
No, really.
That should help you out.
Should I know?
That should help you out, yeah.
I should know Wes Edens?
Yes.
Nah, I don't.
You do not know.
I'm not going to lie to you. You're not going to quickly Google it and say, let me see.
Wes Edens is a billionaire who happens to be the owner of... the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, that's right. Now I do know them.
So the name does ring a bell now?
I remember hearing about his daughter, and he's the billionaire, and she's an attractive, a very attractive girl. Yes.
All right.
What'd she do? What did she do during the championship celebration that I'm going to be jealous about because my team should have won? Go ahead.
She was in the winning locker room. I mean, that's all. What else do you need?
All right.
Or want?
What did she do?
Right?
Well, give me
the
story.
You know, some people think they were born under a dark cloud. And by proxy, if someone's born under a dark cloud, someone else has to be born under a nice shiny cloud or the sun.
Right.
Right? Don't you think that's a fair thing to say?
Sure.
The world has a funny way of evening everything out.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So for the ugly chubby girl who was born to an out-of-work alcoholic, let's say, I don't know, or, you know, whatever, pick your favorite thing, me, okay, whatever. Whatever it is.
Okay.
There's always the flip side of it, right?
Right.
The flip side of that coin is Mallory Edens.
Because she's the daughter of a billionaire.
Daughter of a billionaire.
And was given the gift of physical beauty.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for those of you women out there.
I remember her now.
That do not like her. Yes. I respect your opinion.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Now, the woman's done nothing wrong. By all accounts, she seems like a very nice young woman.
Sure.
But I understand why you hate her. I understand the dislike you might have for her, despite the fact you've never met her. Sometimes life ain't fair.
Yeah.
This is one of those times. There's a couple other times as well.
Yeah.
Like the Hadid girls.
Mm-hmm.
Daughters of a billionaire.
Right.
Models.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want Joseph Tsai's kids. I don't know what he has, boy, girl. I have no idea. I want them celebrating at a parade. That's all I want.
You would like to see the Tsai offspring inside the Nets locker room.
I don't care. I don't know about Tsai's kids other than I want my owner's kids celebrating at a parade. I'll be there.
Well, you better be careful about that. You know, the offspring of billionaires sometimes have their own way of seeing the world, Evan, and want to make their own mark in the world. And by making their own mark in the world, they buy their own things.
What does that mean?
Just putting out there that the Tsai offspring might one day decide, I don't want to own the Nets. Maybe I want to do a deal with the Dolans and buy the Knicks.
Oh, my God. You're obsessed with... Hey, I'm not talking about the Knicks. Close to an NBA championship.
You're
not getting Kevin Durant, and the Tsai kids are not buying the Knicks.
I'm one year away from being ready to go for an NBA championship.
Oh, really?
1 year away.
I can't believe you're really fantasizing about this. You really think my guys
are going
to leave
us. I don't
spend
a lot of time thinking about it. Goodbye, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub.
See you.
I do not spend a lot of time thinking about it.
Okay.
But I would be lying if I told you I didn't spend any time thinking about it.
I will admit, if somehow you're right, championship or not, like, it doesn't even matter. It would be the most difficult show I'd ever have to do. Walking in here in the summer of next year, if my guys went to the Knicks. Like, that would be, beyond anything I've ever done, the most difficult show ever. So I'm gonna call like it is. More than losing a World Series, more than losing a championship game, because that is such a double thing. It's such a double.
Could you imagine if you didn't win the championship and they went to the Knicks?
Look, that makes it worse, but I even think with a title it would be tough. Like, I'd still love them. I'd appreciate the championship. I'd still be on that high. But you make it worse. Like, it's not just Kevin Durant signing with the Knicks. That's enough. It's you. I mean, I love you, right? I do. I genuinely mean that. But you would be, oh, my God.
I would be you.
You be, really?
Yes.
See, you think I'm obnoxious about the Nets. I'm not.
I would merely
begging.
I store comments.
Yeah.
I like a bank.
Yeah.
I store a lot of the things you've said.
What have I said?
In my little vault, my Nick vault here on the inside of my body.
Right.
I've stored it.
Yeah.
And one day, hopefully, much like when we try to find what was in Capone's vault, my vault will be opened and all that Nick stuff will come out and there'll be a good reason for it.
Craig, serious question. You've said a lot of things to me. Would you agree with that? About the Nets, about the Knicks?
I don't believe that at all.
Oh, my God.
I don't take shots at you ever.
I can't even make a point here.
But I do have a breaking story for you, though.
You have.
Yep.
If I let that all out after a Nets title, you'd mock me for bringing that up when I won a championship. Now, give me a breaking story.
Nike has just announced a new sneaker called the Championship Sneaker. It's a half size smaller than Durant's.
See? You see? You want me to put this in my vault? Like, do you want...
It's a new thing Nike's doing.
If the Nets win a title, do you really want that day to be me about opening the vault on you? Would you want that?
It's a half size smaller than Durant's.
He's so funny. Do you want that? Do you want me to whip
maybe
out...
Maybe you can make that part of your stand-up act.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
All right. There is another promotion going on as well.
Oh, you got another one?
This one's at Home Depot.
Let me tell you, this jackass can't come up with a team name for the Cleveland baseball team, but you got all your Durant net jokes, so give me another one. What do you got?
Well, the word on the street was that Joe Harris was being traded to the Cavaliers, so they're going to nickname the Cleveland baseball team the Bricks. Here every night, folks. 7-10, two shows a night.
Yeah, it takes no shots at the Nets, folks. Nothing. Zero. Never takes a shot at the Nets and wonders.
I never take a shot at the Nets.
And wonders why I jab a little bit. He wonders, why do you jab?
Yeah.
Why?
I hear Kyrie's got his own brand of sage that he's going to be selling at garden centers all next year.
Mm-hmm. It's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Coming up, the Friday game that everybody loves, that'll be stoned by other shows shortly for sure. It's called Traffic Game Friday. If you are sitting in traffic and you think you can answer basic trivia questions, our record is 8. Now, last Friday...
Is it 8?
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Last Friday, Frank, I think his name was, set the new record of 8 consecutive correct answers. There was a lot of debate whether or not his wife was in the car Googling the questions and giving him the answers. His son reached out to us on Twitter and pledged on his children's eyes that his father was not cheating. I've got to accept that. As naive as that might make me, I have to accept that pledge. Frank is the leader in the clubhouse with 8. To beat him, you've got to get 9 straight answers right. But you've got to be sitting in traffic.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I'm very excited. I don't think anyone can get tonight. I'm going to be honest with you.
Thomas is in Tom's River. He's sitting in traffic on 287. Is that right, Tommy?
I am. Terrible.
All right. Here's the way it goes. We ask a question. You got to answer it right away. The record right now is 8 straight, okay?
You got it.
All right, Barney Rubble's wife's name was what?
Oh, my God.
I forgot, too. I can't think of it. I'm serious.
Sorry, Tom, you're
if
out.
Tom phoned a friend right now. Wait, hold on. Barney
Come
Rubble.
On, man.
Ruby? Ruddy?
No.
Damn it.
No.
That's his last name, Barney Rubble.
No, I know. The one with the red hair, right?
No.
No.
Oh, the one with the black hair.
Yes, blue dress, black hair.
I can't think of it.
Come on.
I'm done after one.
Boy. You're done.
Fred Flintstone, that's right. And then his wife. Barney Rubble's wife. Marjorie.
No.
Well, what is it?
Two syllables.
What is it? No, what is it?
Betty.
Betty Rubble. That's fine. Damn it.
Yeah, you're out.
Well, hopefully that makes Tom feel better. I would have been one and done with
it. Yeah, he's going to tell all his friends, guess what? Evan couldn't get the simple answer right either.
Exactly.
Peter's in Westchester. Petey, what's up, kid?
Hey, I'm kind of upset right now because I knew the answer was Betty.
All right. Where are you sitting in traffic right now?
I'm on the Bruckner Boulevard service road.
Ooh, brutal.
Oh, I hate that.
Brutal, brutal.
Hate the Bruckner.
All right, I'll start. Same level question, make it nice and easy for you. Fred Flintstone's wife's name was what?
Wilma.
You are one for one, sir. All right.
That one I would have done.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Okay. I assume you want to continue on. You only have one and the record's eight, so that's a silly question. So we're going to continue on. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, name three professional franchises that play in the state of Florida. Sports, obviously.
Okay. Tampa Bay Rays.
One.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Two.
The Florida Marlins.
Ooh. Should we accept that? They're known as
Miami
now.
I don't know if I should accept that. I'm going to accept it, but that's a garbage job, Pete. That you couldn't rail three off right
and
away.
It took a while, too. I mean,
like, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Name four professional men, United States tennis players who've won majors.
You can't even do that.
Pete Sampras.
No, no, I don't mean you, Peter. I mean Craig. But
I'm a big tennis guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Pete Sampras.
Jimmy Connors.
Jimmy Connors is two.
John McEnroe.
Three.
And the guy with the hair.
Come on!
Sorry,
Alex. Can you say Roger Federer? Can we start with him? Novak Djokovic.
They're not American.
Oh, he's American?
Come on.
Yes. Are you even paying attention to the show?
You know what?
What's the matter with
you? I would have lost.
Yes.
I would have lost because I initially would have said Federer. You would have been like, you're wrong.
Correct.
I would have been confused.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm one and done on two questions.
I am a mentally weak moron.
Say it the way it is, Evan.
I take the L.
You take the L twice.
You did say American.
I did say American.
How dare you disrespect the United States like
you're right.
That?
You know what?
That's right.
I apologize.
No, it's all good. You apologize to me. Sorry. You got it wrong.
I apologize.
What do you apologize to me for?
We might not get a winner this week. All right. Wow. Joe is in Long Island. Joe, where are you sitting in traffic, buddy?
Eastbound on the Northern State.
Oh, it's got to be brutal. I can only imagine how bad it is out there. You ready to go?
Go ahead.
Name two women ever that played WNBA basketball.
Oh, come on. Where's the Flintstone question?
Come on. You can't name two?
Two.
I could name one.
All right. Sorry, Joe.
Can you name two, though? Safely. I got to push you a little
bit. I could name two, maybe four.
Now, who were the first two?
Well, the original Liberty had a lot of your household names.
Teresa Weatherspoon.
She is a Hall of Famer.
I'm aware. That's why I brought her
Lobo?
Up.
Lobo was obviously out of Connecticut. Like, just name anyone that went to Connecticut.
Right.
And you've got half the league
right
there.
Sure.
Listen, it looks like we're not going to have a winner this week.
Wow.
Who knew that traffic games would be that hard this week?
Well, it's about time because I felt like it was continuing on a pattern where every week someone was winning, and you don't want to cheapen winning the traffic.
I mean, Betty Rubble was a tough question.
Listen, I tripped me up, bro. I got to admit it.
American tennis champions?
Name George Jetson's wife's name. You. No one else. Shut up. Go.
Please.
Go.
Judy.
Are you sure about that?
You're not sure about that.
I'm very sure about that.
You're not sure
about
that.
Are you sure about that?
That was Judy was his daughter.
Are you sure about that?
So they go. Jane was his wife. Judy was his daughter.
Damn it. Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say
daughter,
Betty.
Judy.
Wait a second.
Da-da-da-da-da.
So you got it. You got
his boy, Elroy.
Elroy. Jane, his wife.
So you got it.
You got that wrong.
No, I got it right.
You said Judy.
No, but before you said no, I corrected myself.
I should have given you the time of, are you sure?
Yeah. Jane, and of course, Elroy was the boy. Who was the daughter? Remember the daughter?
Judy.
What about?
Daughter Judy.
Yes. What's the name of the dog?
The dog's name was Oh, he shouts Come on. His name. Oh, give me a second. It's been a minute.
See, I know this one.
No, he's on the dog walk outside, and he shouts his name.
Come on, man. Shut up, all
no,
of you.
No, they're not helping me. Trust me on that.
All right.
Oh,
do you know CeeLo, by the way?
I don't know.
You don't? Okay.
I'm not a big Jetsons fan.
I'm actually going to know. Did you look it up or did
no,
you know?
No, I know.
Okay.
What'd you say? Go ahead.
Sprocket.
What?
Sprocket.
Sprocket.
That is not the dog's name.
It's not the dog's name.
You're not that's even not? Close. Oh. No.
That's not the dog's
it
name.
It is not Sprocket.
I thought Sprocket.
The Mike Myers skit in Saturday Night Live.
Sorry, wrong. You lose.
Is it Astro or Elroy?
Astro.
Oh, Astro. That's right. What's Sprockets? Did they work at Sprockets or something?
I think there was something.
Toad in the wet Sprocket.
And fair enough, I think there was something about Sprockets. I don't know.
Yeah, Sprocket might have been the company he worked for.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Mr. Sprocket or something.
Oh, maybe
like
Mr. Sprocket.
Yeah.
Why
were you so confident?
No, because I knew it was Astro, but I had Sprocket in my head.
Do you remember the song that Judy sings with the heartthrob, like Justin Bieber type singer? Eep, op, oop.
I do not remember that.
Means I love you.
No.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
So I don't
that
remember
that.
That
was a classic Jetsons episode.
Did you watch Doug as a kid? Oh, wait a second. You're 60. I forgot.
I did.
Sorry.
I played Dig Dug on in arcades.
Oh, I know Dig Dug, sure.
Yeah, but I don't know Doug. Is
Atari?
He a dog?
Was that an Atari game?
It was a Nickelodeon show.
Nickelodeon show. Right. Yeah. There you go. Nickelodeon was very big in my childhood. Didn't exist. Here's Paulie in Hoboken. Paulie, where are you in traffic, buddy?
What's up, boys? I'm traveling from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, up to beautiful Warwick, New York.
Oh, look at that, C-Mac. Yeah. You got a neighbor. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't disappear.
It's been taking me over an hour to get through Staten Island every night.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. All right. Name five bridges and tunnels in the New York area.
The Pulaski Skyway, baby.
That's the first
one. Wow.
That's the first one.
I love that's the first one.
My man, you pass.
I'm on that every day.
All right.
I love that.
I'm just going to go to the second question if you start with Pulaski.
Yeah, you win.
You got it. All right.
Gothel.
Name.
Gothel.
Okay,
got it.
You good. Yeah. All right.
Gothels.
Name three American-born female tennis players.
Billie Jean King.
One.
Monica Seles.
So sorry, Paulie. Monica Seles was not American.
Where's Monica from?
Yeah, what? Where?
Where's Monica from?
I would have guessed American.
I don't know.
I got to look it up now.
Serbia.
Just to make sure.
Eurasia.
Serbia.
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia. Serbia. Yeah. Something like that.
Can you name three American tennis players?
Yeah, Chris Evert. Come on. What are we doing?
I'm just asking
I mean,
you.
Venus and Serena
Williams. Capriati, Serena Williams, Venus Williams.
You have to start with Venus and Serena Williams.
Well,
easiest. It's right there.
Chrissy Evert. Chrissy Evert.
Tracy Austin.
Oh, love Tracy Austin. Yeah, met Tracy Austin once. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. What happened?
Yeah.
What's going on with you and what Tracy happened? Austin?
Nothing's going on between us. Yes.
It's just the way you said that.
I had a thing for Tracy Austin. Who didn't back in the day? Chris Evert. And then she married John Lloyd and took his last name. Everyone hated that. Ugh. And then Martina Navratilova just abused her. Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
I used to be a big tennis fan back in the day.
Well, did you play tennis?
I played tennis, yes. Jimmy Connors was my favorite player of all time, which is another reason that McEnroe doesn't quite get along with me all the time. Because they hated each other.
Right.
Hey, what do you got, CeeLo?
You done with traffic games?
Yeah, nobody wins traffic games this week. It's over.
Fair
Sorry.
Enough.
You guys all sucked.
So I don't know what's
like,
up
I gave
with
you such easy questions, too. I didn't even get to the hard ones.
Right. So earlier he gave us Cytolite, right?
Who? Oh, Evan. Evan's been misspeaking a lot
today. The elegant point from C-Mac.
Yeah,
that's not misspeaking. That was an elegant point.
And he slid this one in earlier, too.
Those gut punches, as Bone calls it.
Bone.
That's actually my nickname for him now. I call him Bone.
You've had yourself quite a week,
because he makes a lot of boner decisions out there as manager.
Bonehead
decisions. Bonehead.
Listen, not boner decisions.
Careful now.
You have really changed out of here. Yeah.
Wait a second. Boner is a term. Have you ever heard of Fred Merkel? You know Fred Merkel?
Okay. That's
Merkel's boner. It's a famous event in baseball history. True story. Look it up.
You haven't learned from Monday, have you?
Well, no. It's called Merkel's boner.
I will give you that's a great save on your part.
It's true. Look it up.
I'm going to choose
he
not to look
He played for the
up.
New York Giants. It was a giant Cub game, and the crowd ran on the field. He missed second base. They ended up having to replay the game. It's called Merkel's boner. So that fits. Boone made a boner last night in making this decision. I don't backtrack
as
on that at all.
As long as he didn't have one, we're all good. All good, then. I'm not going to challenge that. I'm going to leave that one all on that side of the road.
Most controversial game in the history of baseball, even more so than Beltran's foul ball.
Wow. There you go.
How about that?
Next week, Tommy, will you bring in some type of tape separating the room? Just in case, you know, the shrapnel starts hitting from what Shock Jockey over there says?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What else?
Here's a great transition. A little Susan thing for
of
you.
Of all the dramatic things, Evan said boner.
Wednesday night against the Phillies.
Well, what a difference these kids have meant to the Yankees, who never ran. They couldn't run. Such a slow, unathletic team.
Two more moans for you.
You know, John, talking about the young kids is so viral. And they got so much energy. And they fill out a uniform with, fantastic. You know, a girl could fall for one of these young guys, John. Not me. I just moan for them.
That was a good one.
Where's Mickey Lolich when you need him?
Mickey Lolich.
Tommy, how's that call coming?
What call is that?
To Susan.
Yeah, we heard from her yet because I asked her at the beginning of the show.
He's not calling her.
Yeah, but it wasn't even to put her on the air. It was to simply ask her, was she willing to go to Boston?
We should have a conversation about
that. Yeah, this is not good. Seriously.
Refuses to send an email, which is merely an email saying, on September 23rd, the guys have a comedy event. They're leaving at 6 o'clock. We hope to see you at Gotham because everybody's invited.
I won't do that.
You know, you asked him to simply call Susan off the air on your behalf.
I said it in a nice way. I wasn't even bullying him. Like, hey, can you do me a favor? Guy doesn't want to do his job. He's derelict of duty.
Derelict of duty.
Dereliction of duty.
Derelict my, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We call that Tommy's boner. What else?
Time for one more thing. Ooh. I'll give you a choice. You want the national anthem singer at Dodger Stadium hitting the insane high note, or... do you want exclusive audio of the person claiming aliens will land on Earth next year and basically put an end to the human
race?
Not
even close. What's your opinion?
Why can't we do both?
Do we have time for
both? Yeah, we got time.
They're both like a minute long.
Let's go. Let's do the anthem.
Exactly.
We don't really have time.
We got plenty of time. Do the anthem first. Go.
All right, here you go.
I don't have plenty of time.
Okay, let me hear the other guy.
How the hell did you pick that?
That was a... if you should go back and listen to it when you have your free time.
You ready?
That was a great version of the anthem, and he hits a crazy high note. Here it comes. That's a dude.
Can we get to the alien now, please?
Key,
come on.
Too.
Yeah, that's an amazing note.
Yeah.
That's right. Mariah Carey.
It's the highest high note any man's ever sung the anthem on in the history of the country.
Outstanding.
Cool, amazing. Let's get to the aliens.
Okay, ready?
I received this information from an alien. It was in the Paramus Holiday Inn. I was having a drink at the bar, and this alien approached me. He started talking to me. He bought me a drink, and then... I think he must have used some kind of a ray or a mind control device because he forced me to follow him to his room. And that's where he told me about the end of the world.
So your alien had a room at the Holiday Inn, Paramus.
It might have been a room on the spacecraft made up to look like a room at the Holiday Inn. I can't be sure about that.
There you go. Watch out for the 7-foot
alien. That is amazing. Okay. I'm so upset you held that till 6:23.
Gotta end on a bang, man.